With Marcy Silman, I'm Steve Scherer. This is The Record. Furcrest was founded in 1925 during Prohibition. When that experiment ended, the tiny town between Tacoma and University Place kept their laws on the books. Citizens kept it dry in a 1975 vote. A few Pierce County businesses were annexed to Furcrest in the 90s, and those cafes and restaurants can sell booze, but otherwise you've got to get out of town if you want to have a beer or a glass of wine with your meal. Now the city council has held a hearing on whether to end the drought for their 6,500 residents. Furcrest City Council member Hunter George joins us. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
First, what does a dry city look like, especially one where across the street you can buy a beer at a golf course?
You know, it's funny. We're not a very large town. We're only about 1.5 square miles. But in the heart of the city, there are a couple of restaurants, and they're great, and you can get coffee if you can't have a beer or have a glass of wine. On the very edge of our town, there's a great tap room. There's a terrific Thai restaurant, and you can get beer and wine in those locations. But we have a lot of residents asking us for more. They want to have more dining options.
Is that why you're considering lifting the ban right now? You got requests from residents and, I imagine, business owners who want to be able to sell liquor?
Correct. We're hearing from both. It's been a long time. This conversation seems to come up maybe every decade or so. The voters have really only spoken the one time, which is back in 1975. That's 39 years ago. And I think what's moving this time is we have a fairly new council out of 7 members. There are 4 of us who are serving in our first terms. I'm one of them, and we're all. And as I said, we keep getting questions from residents who they don't know the complications of state liquor law, and so they just think, why can't you guys just fix this? So we've been researching the law and figuring that out and what the process would be, but we've got to be really careful because if we do this wrong, then the businesses that were annexed into the city in the 90s, they could lose their licenses, and so we have to be very, very careful about this.
So lifting the ban's complicated. What are the steps you have to take then to allow the city to sell liquor?
We're pursuing a couple of options. The main one is to ask the legislature to amend the law. We want to go down to Olympia this winter. The state liquor law says that only voters can decide to allow liquor by the drink. So it's not up to the council, it's up to the voters. But the state law also says the entire city has to vote. That law might as well say State of Washington law for the city of Furcrest only, because we are the last city in the entire state that has a dry area. And so we're the only ones affected by the law, which is why we want to ask them, could we carve out those annexed areas so that they don't have to participate in the vote, which means if the voters say no, then it's just status quo.
Well, all right, so you run that risk, but do you have a sense that there are people in Furcrest who want to keep it dry?
I'm sure there are. We had a standing room only at our public hearing the other night. About, I think, at least 75 people were in the room. Just a handful testified against, and they live. We're a very, very residential city, and these folks live right behind one of the shopping centers that would be allowed to serve liquor by the drink if this were to pass. So they are understandably concerned about the impacts, which is why another one of the steps we're pursuing is to start working on local regulations, local zoning, so that we can make sure that we're only talking about restaurants and not bars and taverns and nightclubs, which are all great. I visit all of them, but in a residential, in a very dense residential area like ours, that wouldn't be a good fit.
Just a clarification, can grocery stores inside the town of Furcrest sell liquor?
Yes. The only issue here is consumption. It's liquor by the drink, being allowed to consume it on the premises.
Do you have liquor stores in your?
We don't have. No, there's no liquor store. There was a little grocery store. They just went out of business. I don't know if anybody right in the heart is selling it, but they could. You could sell a bottle of wine. You just can't drink it on the premises.
I see. And you can't bring your own wine into a restaurant and have corkage fees?
I think you can if it's a private party, if it's not open to the public. So if somebody wants, there's a restaurant called the Spring Lake Cafe in the heart of the city. He's only open for breakfast and lunch. He tried serving dinner a couple of years ago, and his customers kept saying, I'd like a glass of wine with my dinner. And so that experiment just didn't work for him, and so he's back to just doing breakfast and lunch and the occasional dinner.
I see. So basically this is a push by some of the folks who own restaurants and cafes I imagine they look over that golf course and they think, well, we'd like some of that business. Why can't we sell a glass of wine or a bottle of beer in our restaurants?
That's exactly what the cafe owner told us the other night, is I'd just like a level playing field. Just up the street, those folks can sell it. I'd like to be able to do that too.
Demographically, has Fircrest changed enough that you think there's support for lifting the ban?
So I think so, but it's one of the things where we don't know for certain. It does feel like we've had a lot of young families move into the city. Fircrest is the kind of city where a lot of people I know grew up there, and then they moved away, but their parents were still there. I think as some of that generation moves on to the next world, folks are coming back. This is why, though, one other idea we're pursuing is doing an advisory ballot. Put it on the ballot possibly this November and ask residents yes or no. What would you like to do here? But it would be non-binding because, we don't want to gamble with those business licenses. This would just be a way to know for sure how do they feel. And if it's 50-50, then we would just table it and walk away, and we'll bring it up again in 20 years.
Council member Hunter George is working on lifting the Prohibition-era ban on serving alcohol in restaurants in Fircrest, Washington. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.